Going heavy. Friday, January 28th, 2022. Seven sets of two on the clean and jerk. What a wonderful day. Now, this would be intended to be the full clean, passing below parallel. And then on the jerk, your choice. Split jerk, push jerk, either one's going to get it done. Last time we did this was September 13th, 2021. On a day like today, also be sure to watch the other video attached to today's training about how to approach heavy days. Talks about warming up, rest periods, all that needed information. The kids and these colds, I'll tell you what. So, last time we did this. Let me say this first. They're doubles. So if locking out a heavy weight overhead, lowering it back down to your front rack position without dropping it on the ground, and just cycling it into the second rep of that double treats you fine, great, have at it. If that doesn't feel good on your body, then you can do these doubles as two quick singles and just drop the darn barbell from overhead. Who cares? You're still going to get strong and fit. It's still a wonderful movement. Important to note here, it says there's a 3-second pause in the receiving position of the jerk. So this is the same wording we used last time this came up, but it caused a little bit of confusion. So hopefully I can illuminate it now. 3-second pause in the receiving position of the jerk. So what some people thought that I meant was you clean the weight, you stand up with the clean, it's in the front rack position, then you're going to dip and drive the weight overhead. Some people thought that they had to hold it in that dip position. That's where you receive, the front rack is where you receive the clean. You receive the jerk, okay, once the barbell is already overhead. So you stand up from your clean, barbell's in the front rack position, you dip and drive, you jerk the barbell overhead, you then receive the barbell in either a split jerk or a push jerk. So the barbell is overhead, your knees are bent, your hips are bent, you have received the jerk, but you have not yet stood it up. In that receiving position, you pause for a 1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000, then you extend your hips and knees and finish the lift if you were in a push jerk, or you bring your feet back together if you were in a split jerk. Then you lower the weight to the front rack or drop it on the ground. That is the receiving position of the jerk. That is where those three glorious seconds will be, because a lot of times in that receiving position, if the barbell's not quite where it should, somebody will rush out of the bottom of the push jerk or rush out of the split jerk and get their feet together to try to save a lift because the barbell wasn't really where it needed to be. Pausing there forces you to be very intentional about the positioning of the barbell. And that's why we're going to do it. So, enjoy. Super Fitness Robot would be 85% or higher of your one rep max for this. More likely, 70% or higher of your one rep max clean and jerk. The wild card option, 7 sets of 2, full snatch. You want to have at it, you won't be shortchanged. Scaled option, still 7 sets of 2, but instead of the full clean, followed by a push jerk or a split jerk, we're going to do a power clean and a push press. Plenty of fitness available, and the great thing on a heavy day is it's infinitely scalable. So even if you're brand new, for the scaled option, just keep lowering the load until it's safe and appropriate for you till you get to an empty barbell or a broom handle or a PVC pipe. Limited equipment option. We're getting after it today. You choose the dumbbell loading, by the way. 5 rounds for max reps. Left leg, single leg, stiff legged deadlifts for a minute to see how many reps you can get. Then 1 minute with the right leg. See how many reps you can get. Then, left leg out in front, Bulgarian split squat, 30 seconds. Right leg out in front, Bulgarian split squats, 30 seconds. Then you fire up a 30-second plank hold. That's 5 rounds. You don't have to just blitz all the way through it if you want. It's 5 rounds for max reps. It's not 4 times, so rest as needed if you start to get fatigued between each one of those movements. But that's going to get it done. Super Fitness Robot times or loadings don't really apply for that one. No equipment workout of the day. It's the same as the limited equipment option, but here's the deal. The limited equipment crew is using an external loading. They're using a dumbbell. The no equipment crew is not. They're just mimicking the single leg stiff-legged deadlift with no loading. Same with the Bulgarian split squats, etc., etc. And they'll be able to probably blitz through it on a continual basis, and there will be a burn achieved with that, I promise you. Accessory work, optional as always. Glute ham raises, or, so not both, single leg stiff-legged deadlifts. And obviously the single leg stiff-legged deadlifts assumes that you didn't do the limited equipment crew option. But the glute ham raise is fantastic also, but it requires a GHD. Not everybody has it, so we like to give another option. So either the glute ham raise or those single leg stiff-legged deadlifts, choose one. And then we have another either or shooter's choice. Either linchpin complex number one, which is for load, 8 power cleans, 8 front squats, and 8 shoulder overhead. That's one complete complex. And it's just as I said it. You do all 8 power cleans, then 8 front squats, then 8 shoulder overhead. Then you have completed one complex. Does not need to be unbroken. You will choose the load. And we say most people will probably perform 2 to 3 complexes, resting a couple minutes between each. So that's option number one. Or 10 minutes of practice with the Bergner warm-up. Just grab an empty barbell, start a clock, and just technique, technique, technique. That will save the day. Just depends upon what you feel you need to work on. Cool down and stretching, 5 to 15 minutes, casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the straddle stretch, the PVC front rack, and the trap stretch with the lacrosse ball. That closes out Friday. Tomorrow we've got a nice AMRAP to help kind of just shake things out, and I will see you then.